Om Sang Saraswati Namaha. On page 378, be victorious, Chandi Ma Kiarthi. Be victorious, O goddess who tears apart thought. Be victorious. You take away all fear and illuminate the intensity of reality. Be victorious. That intensity of reality, bhava, that bhava, you make the illumination bhamini. The bhamini, you illuminate the bhava. The bhava is the attitude of awareness, or the intensity of reality, or the intensity of your awareness. How real is it to you? How deeply do you feel it? How deeply do you intuit it? This love affair with the goddess, she's being victorious in conquering all the thoughts, all the duality. Bhava Pamini, she illuminates that bhava. So she takes away all fear, illuminates the intensity of reality. Be victorious. You are the essence of truth, consciousness, happiness, the form of pure conscious being. You are the beauty of eternal truth. Beyond infinite goodness, you rule over all the gods. Be victorious. The beginning, without beginning, inseparable, motionless and indestructible, bright, infinite, imperceptible, unborn, the great collection of bliss. Be victorious. Changeless, holy one, sinless, bearer of individual phenomena, created by Brahma, sustained by Vishnu, and Shiva who dissolves this creation. Be victorious. You are the wife of Brahma, the wife of Vishnu, Rama, the wife of Shiva, Uma, the great measurement of consciousness, that is Saraswati, Lakshmi, and Kali. You are all three of them, married to the three forms of consciousness. We talked about that in the Pradhanikam Rahasyam. You are the knowledge of primordial existence, the mother who gives birth to all. Be victorious. You are the consciousness of the subtle light of wisdom that merges with the ultimate. You are the doer of all. You are Sita, the pure white one, the queen of the multitude. Radha, ruler of all success. You are the desire of the wish-fulfilling tree, taking away all obstructions. Be victorious. You are the 10 branches of knowledge, the Mahavidyas, and the 9 relievers of difficulties, the Navadurga. All of the scriptures present you, the 8 mothers of union. Various are the forms that you assume. Be victorious. You are the inhabitant of the highest residence. Yours is the greatest beauty. You wander about the cremation grounds, dancing to the rhythmic music. Be victorious. You mesmerize the gods and munis when you present your radiant beauty. All are helpless seeing your dreadful appearance at the time when you assume the form of total dissolution. Be victorious. You pervade love and ease. You are extremely eminent. You are the brilliance of the jewel. You are the invisible existence. Be victorious. You reside in the Muladhara Chakra. You grant the highest attainment in this world. At the appointed time, you are Kali, the remover of darkness, and as the Lotus One, you grant blessings. Be victorious. You are every form of energy, the eternal, undistinguishable essence, the vibration that exposes change and distinction, and the spotlessly pure 3 Vedas. Be victorious. For so many days we have been in pain, Ma. We are bound by adversities and suffering. We are negligent and insincere, but still we are your children. Be victorious. Endow us with your very own nature, Mother. Give us your mercy, O merciful Mother. Give us the refuge of your lotus feet. Be victorious. Be victorious, O goddess who tears apart thought. Be victorious. You take away all fear and illuminate the intensity of reality. Be victorious. Jai Chandi, Jai Jai. Be victorious. Victory to Ma. Any questions about the meaning of the arati? Yes, please.
Let's see. Second verse. When she's called the beginning without beginning and unseverable. Can you say more about what is unseverable?
Unseverable, she cannot be divided up.
Simply that.
She's the whole.
And then unborn. She's never born. Always has been.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yes, do you remember the shloka from the Devyatharva Shirsham where she's one and many, unborn and manifest in all? And she is described by so many names, and yet one name cannot describe her. Here again, we have a reiteration of the entire Chandi in the Arti, which is really a dance of praise. It's a song of praise and a dance of praise, and we hold our lights up to her. We show her the five lights, that our five senses are filled with light, and there's nothing but stillness in our five senses. And we hold up the burning, blazing, radiant light of our devotion in the burning camphor. We show her all the articles. We give her an umbrella. We give her shelter, and we take the prasad of our offering. We take refuge in her. We give her the chamar, which whisks away all the pests from her, just as we wish her to whisk away all the pests from our minds. We give her the fan to cool her and make sure she doesn't get hot and lose her temper, just as we pray to her to cool us, so we don't get hot and lose our tempers. We give her the mirror, which shows her the purest reflection of the devotee we want to become, just to reflect her attitude entirely. And arati is the dance of praise and the song of praise. Be victorious. Let you who tear apart all the thought, tear apart the thoughts for me. Be victorious in this battle. Please, that's our prayer. Any other questions in the arati?
The ma in parenthesis, you don't pronounce that final m. What, that's not a Sanskrit. What does that mean?
Well, it's a vocative form of ma.
But you don't pronounce it. You just say ma.
I just said ma. Ma. It doesn't have an M at the end. It's an anuswar, the sound of an atom. Ma. It's anuswar, the sound of an atom.
It changes the sound of the vowel a little
bit? Yes.
Singing it as part of the Chandi, do you do the repeat?
That's up to you.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
What are the eight mothers of Lingam?
The Ashtashakti. We have that in the cosmic puja. We have the Dashamahavidya, the Navadurga, the ten great branches of knowledge, the nine forms of Durga, and the eight forms of energy that control passion. Udra chanda prachanda cha, chando gra chanda naika, chanda chanda pati chaiba, chanda rupa ati chandika. These are the eight forms of chandi, the eight forms of she who controls passion. All the negative passions are controlled so that we only have one passion, and that's the passion to worship with full attention. Those are the eight mothers. Shall we go on?
Verse 10, I was just curious. Now you reside in Mooladhara chakra. You grant the highest attainment in this world at the appointed time you are Kali. So are they trying to explain that at a certain time, if her energy is dormant in us, and then at the appointed time you are Kali, and that's more the...
Well, also they're saying that she resides in the Mooladhara chakra, and then she comes all the way up and grants the highest attainment. And then, at the appointed time, she is Kali, who lives in the cremation grounds, and she's going to take it all away anyway. All the attachments to this material universe. So here we've got the journey from residing in the Mooladhara chakra to the highest attainment, and then Kali comes and says, you don't need this body anymore. You've achieved the ultimate to be attained. And then she takes away all our attachments. That's why she resides in the cremation grounds, where there's no attachment. Anybody who's chanted the Chandi in the cremation grounds knows that when you sit in the cremation grounds and chant the Chandi, there's only one attachment. And all those negative passions have just been offered into the fire. No, all the attachments are offered to Chandi. She takes away the offer, all the negative attachments, and she becomes the last attachment. Yeah. That's just all I want now is God. Yeah, I just want to be with her. That's our desire. And that's how she takes the form of Kali, who removes the darkness. She illuminates the light. She takes all the attachments away. So then we don't need a body, because we have no attachment. We become the universal body, whether we wear a body or not, whether we have a form or not, we become one with the universe. That was verse 10.
And Swami?
Yes, please.
The Mahavidyas. Can you elaborate on the Mahavidyas?
Yes, I can. Kali, Tara, Baglamukhi, Chinnamasta, Shorashi, Matangi, Boiravi. That's as far as I got. I got 8 of the 10.
Bhuvaneshwari?
Bhuvaneshwari, yes. One more. Dumavati. Thank you. Those are the 10 Mahavidyas.
So the 10 different aspects of Kali.
Yes. And each presides over a different branch of knowledge. A whole different branch of knowledge. And they fill the 10 directions. And here we are in the middle, surrounded by the 10 branches of knowledge, presided over by 10 forms of Kali, who is the great remover of darkness. And those are the steps as we shed all our attachments. Each one of those branches of knowledge brings us to a greater state of renunciation, so we're ready for Kali. Other questions? Let's go on. On page 384, Devi Moi. Tabacha kakila nastuti rambike sakala shabdamoyi kilate tanu nikila murti shu me babandam bayo manasi jasu paki prasrasucha iti vichintya shive shamita shive jagati jatamayatna vashaditam stuti japarchana chintana vajita nakalu kachana kala kalashtime. Om Sang Sarasvatiye Namaha. On page 384, Devi Moyi is the manifestation of the goddess, and this was written by Abhinava Gupta probably 200 years ago. But it was so profound that it found its way into every succeeding edition of the Chande since that time. It says, O Mother, is there any vibration that is not your song? Your body is the form of all sound. In cognizing your immanent form of divinity, my mind has moved beyond thoughts and reflections. O destroyer of all obstructions, granter of welfare, recognizing you as such, as she who gives birth to all that moves and moves not, even these brief moments of my appearance in life should be spent without other thoughts in singing your praises, chanting your names, and offering of my devotion. In two verses, Abhinava Gupta, he summarized the essence of the chanting. Recognizing you as such, even these brief moments of my appearance in life, my life is going to go by in a flash. What does it mean? What does it mean in the context of history of civilizations or in the origins of the earth? What am I going to accomplish or what am I going to leave behind? Why not spend whatever few moments I get here in singing your praises, chanting your names, and offering of my devotion? What else could we hope to attain? And even though there are just two verses, it's really become incorporated into every Chandi edition since the last 200. Do we have any questions?
Swami, the term moves and moves not comes up quite often. What does moves not refer to?
It moves to animate and inanimate objects.
Oh, it doesn't have anything to do with the
No, the term moves and moves not refers to animate objects and inanimate objects. Charachar. Mm-hmm. The creation that moves, all that lives, and the creation that doesn't move, that which is stable.
It doesn't refer to like the relative and the absolute.
No, it does not. It refers to the two kinds of relative existence. There's a life that moves, and there are inanimate objects that do not move of their own accord. So she is the goddess over all of them. Let's move on to the Bhagavati Stuti. Om Sang Sarasvatiye Namaha. On page 385, Bhagavati Stuti. Prata Smarami Sharadindu Karojbalabang Sadradna Banamakara Kundalahara Bhusham Prata Smarami Divyayudo Jitta Sunila Sahasrahastang Rakto balaba charanam bhavatim paresham pratasmarami pratar namami mohishasurachandamunda shumbasura pramukha daitya vinashadaksham pratar namami brahmendra rudra muni mohanasi lalilam chandim samasta suramurtim anekarupam pratar namami pratar bhajami bhajatam abhilashadatrim datrim samasta jagatam duritapahantrim pratar bhajami samsara bandhana vimochana hetu bhutam mayam param samadigamya parashya vishno pratar bhajami pratasmarami pratar namami pratar bhajami om ring chandikai namo om ring chandikai namo om ring chandikai namo om ring chandikai namo om sang saraswati namaha on page 385 a song of praise to the supreme goddess bhagavati stuti in the morning I remember the foremost she who shines like the autumn moon, wearing a shining necklace and earrings studded with fine jewels. She holds divine weapons in her thousand arms of excellent blue. She gives divine life. The soles of her feet are red like a lotus. She is the highest divinity. In the morning, I bow down to the foremost, to the slayer of the great ego, anger, and passion, and the destroyer of other negativities of duality led by self-conceit. Her graceful activities delude even Brahma, the creative consciousness, Indra, the ruler of the pure, Rudra, the reliever of sufferings, and otherwise beings. She is Chandi, she who tears apart thought, the image of divinity to all the gods in so many forms. In the morning, I laud the foremost, the fulfiller of all desires for those who worship, the creator of all the worlds and remover of all difficulties. Take away all bondage from the world of objects and relationships and bring us to the pure intuitive vision of the supreme consciousness that resides beyond Maya. And that's the prayer. Take away all bondage from this sansara, this world of objects and relationships, and bring us to the pure intuitive vision of the supreme consciousness that's beyond Maya. That's beyond this veil of ignorance, beyond this great limitation of consciousness. We want to see the supreme consciousness without limitation. Ad infinitum. Just expand that awareness until it incorporates the all. Any question about the Bhagavati Stuti? Let's read the pranam on page 387. Om Durga Shivam Shantikarim Brahmaning Brahmanapriyam Sarvaloka Pranetrincha Pranamami Sadashivam Mangalam Shobhanam Shuddham Nishkalam Paramam Kalam Vishveshwarim Vishwamatam Chandikam Pranamamyaham Sarvadeva Mayim Devim Sarvaroga Boyapaham Pramesha Vishnu Namitam Pranamami Sadashivam Vindhyastam Vindhyanilayam Divyastanam Nibhasinim Yoginim Yogajananim Chandikam Pranamamyaham Ishanamataram Devim Ishvari Ishvara Priyam Pranatosmi Sada Durgam Samsara Arnabatarinim Om Sang Sarasvati Namaha. On page 387, bowing down with devotion. The reliever of difficulties, exposer of goodness, cause of peace, infinite consciousness, beloved by knowers of consciousness, she who motivates and guides the three worlds, always I bow to her, and I am bowing to goodness herself. Welfare, radiant beauty, completely pure, without limitations, the ultimate limitation, the Lord of the universe, the Mother of the universe, to you, Chandi, to the energy that tears apart thought, I bow in submission. She is composed of all the gods, removes all sickness and fear. Brahma, Maheshwar, and Vishnu bow down to her, and I always bow down to the energy of infinite goodness. The dwelling place of knowledge, residing in knowledge, resident in the place of divine illumination, the cause of union, the knower of union, to the energy that tears apart thought, we constantly bow. The Mother of the Supreme Consciousness, the Goddess who is the Supreme Consciousness, beloved by the Supreme Consciousness, we always bow to Durga, the reliever of difficulties, who takes aspirants across the difficult sea of objects and their relationships. Do you know the left hand stands for energy and the right hand for consciousness? And with all of the energy of which I can possibly be conscious, I bow to the divinity which you manifest to me from my heart. Namaste. And that's what bowing down with devotion means. With all the energy of which I could possibly be conscious. Shiva and Shakti, we bow down with the greatest degree of sincerity, with the greatest intensity of reality, the bhava, the attitude of awareness, with the greatest degree of awareness, with all the energy of which we're capable, we are bowing down to the divinity which you manifest to me from my heart. pranam. That's the pranam. Namaste. Namo namaha. Again and again, we bow down with devotion. Namastashye. 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 Namo namaha. Again and again. And that's the attitude, the bhava, the intensity of reality that we wish to illuminate. And we end with that submission. Please accept our devotion and give us more. Increase our capacity to bow to you. Increase the degree of sincerity with which we bow to you. Give us greater capacity to bow from a deeper and deeper place ad infinitum. And as our sincerity and our intensity increases, so does the manifestation of the goddess to whom we are bowing. The limits of Maya recede in direct proportion to the amount of devotion with which we worship. And the definition of the great limitation of consciousness changes until her feet cover the earth and the tip of her crown reaches to the furthest expanse of the atmosphere. It's just a question of how much do we love. Only one issue. Do we love you conveniently? Or do we really want to make the sacrifice? And when we really want to make the sacrifice, then everything we do is part of the puja. Are there any questions about the prana?
Swami, this is sort of a general question, that the energy that's in this prayer, I was thinking specifically of the line, Sarvadeva Mayim Devi, she's composed of all the gods.
In chapter 2, remember all of us got together and put forth our lights?
Oh, that's all the gods.
All of us. We all put forth our lights in chapter 2, and all the lights united into one light of radiant splendor, and the form of the goddess became manifest to us.
I just wondered why they would include in this particular... Because it's not like any other line here. She's removing sickness and fear. If you're bowing down with that kind of devotion you just talked about, why would you have any fear?
She's taken it away so that we can bow down. That's what allows us to bow down, is her taking away all the thoughts, all the different obstructions, the obstacles to our bowing down with sincerity, to our really being able to love. She removes all those obstacles and allows us to bow down, and therefore all the disease of our minds immediately dissolves. When she tears apart all the thoughts, how can our minds be at dis-ease?
Well, that's the purest form of bowing down. Maybe up to that point, you're playing at it.
That's good.
In a way.
Yes, absolutely.
You're
keep
still
rehearsing.
Got fear. You still got ego. You still have...
Keep rehearsing. I mean, if you're going to play any part in this creation, play the part of a saint. Because there's a good chance that you'll become, your aspiration will be fulfilled. Yes, please.
The question, how much do we love? You said that's what the question or this,
mm-hmm.
what this
right.
is. There is no answer.
Of course not.
It's infinite. And yet when we surrender, isn't that all? Aren't we then all?
It depends how much we surrender.
So again, how much?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, do I give a checkbook from my pocket? I mean, do I give a donation from my pocket?
Well, I guess I'm using the word surrender in another way.
Right, but some people would call that a donation.
A surrender?
Yeah, that's a surrender. I've surrendered an object of value to you. I surrender my labor to you, or I surrender my soul to you.
And when we've surrendered our soul, isn't that all? Isn't
well,
that
then
all?
We had, there's no us.
Then it's not even a question.
Right, there's no issue that remains. There, we don't remain as separate entities. We become her.
So the word surrender doesn't even matter then. It doesn't even
at that point, na moksha na kamsha tadapicha. Remember, we didn't even want for liberation. We didn't want for status in the eyes of humanity. What will we do with liberation? What a fool. We've already surrendered. From whom will we be liberated? That's the surrender, that you don't even want to be liberated.
Because we're with her.
Of course. Yes. Any other questions?
I'm curious about this guy who wrote that Devi Mayi.
Yes.
Because I'm sure many people must have written songs to the Divine Mother.
Yeah, I got a computer full of them.
Thousands of years. But his got Nachandi.
Yeah.
Well, who is this guy?
Oh, he is actually known as the author of Kashmiri Shaivism.
Kashmiri
Shaivism. Uh-huh. Yes. He is the author of a school of Tantra and a great proponent of the Tantra Tattvas. He's written many classical scriptures or commentaries on scriptures. And this came from one of his commentaries on the Chandi.
That was his sadhana.
It was his sadhana. Chandi was his sadhana and Shiva. We come in similar tradition, part of the family, the Shiva Shakti tradition. His works mostly became encoded into a school called Kashmiri Shaivism, which, and you'll excuse me, I've been dealing with Manohar and this open directory project for classifying the internet sites that deal with Hinduism. And so they put all of his stuff into Tantra under the heading of Kashmiri Shaivism. And it's not fair to put us in boxes. You're trying to put pegs into the holes, and I don't know that all of us fit in any hole. Because we love God, we love Shiva, we love Shakti, we love the Divine Mother, we love the Divine Father, we love the Divine Children, we love the Divine Creation, and pretty soon we just start loving. And it doesn't need an object of the love. Now, along comes some historians a couple hundred years later, and they want to push us into a category so that we can have a directory resource that points to our catalog number on the internet. So they put Abhinavagupta into Kashmiri Shaivism under the school of Tantra, but he also wrote commentaries for the Divine Mother. It's like Shankaracharya, they put him into Vedanta. Very much. I mean, he's author of the Brahma Sutras, he's the commentaries on Vedas, the commentaries on the Gita. He wrote some marvelous treatises all about Advaita. But then again, he wrote us. He wrote the songs of praise for every divinity of the Hindu pantheon. He just fell in love.
He took his Mahasamadhi to Shiva temple.
That's right. And he became Shankar Acharya. Shiva's Acharya. Yeah, but they put him under Vedanta. Got to put him someplace.
Swamiji, this beautiful song, Bhagavad Stuti.
Yes.
Is that Markandeya? Markandeya, the song? Where is this song?
No, this Bhagavad Stuti, I don't know the exact origin. I've seen it in many, probably in all the texts that I've used of the Chandi, all the different versions of the Chandi that I've used. But I don't know its exact origin or who the author is. it doesn't have any appellation. Any other questions? Om Sang Sarasvati Namaha. Here ends the Chandi part. Thank you all for joining that class. This Saturday, this whole weekend, we've got Navaratri type stuff to do.